Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. And joining me this morning is another host. It is Lori McGarry. She is the host of Real Fiction Radio, the newest KXCV KRNW show, which premieres tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Lori, first off, thank you for joining me this morning. I want to go ahead and just kick things off, by telling us, what is it that got you into doing your show?
I think it was a happy accident. I was working with a local media group in the Washington, D.C. area where I live, and I realized that there was very little kind of literary programming that interviewed authors with new book releases and journalists who had just completed a big investigation. So I had pitched a six-episode trial program called Real Fiction, only expecting to do just a few episodes, and I was enjoying it so much and was so surprised by the conversations I was having, we kind of kept going with it. Fast forward a bit, when the pandemic hit and studios were closing, a lot of producers and radio hosts of programs had developed like little home studios, if you will, to keep their programs going. And that was really exciting because I was able to then connect on some of the mobile platforms and bring in people, not just local to DC, but journalists and authors from all over the world. So again, this started as almost just an accident, just something that I was curious and really interested to try. And now here we are in 2023, and we're bringing this program to KXCV, and I couldn't be more excited about it.
So were you a book lover before this, or did you develop into one because of the show?
I would say, that's a great question. I would say I've always been a book nerd. I remember when I was growing up, I really loved biographies, and I guess we used to call them biographies. Now today they're called memoirs. But biographies and memoirs, I'm really interested in people. And I think that I tend to gravitate toward that kind of book and story. When I started Real Fiction, I divided everything between fiction and nonfiction, almost 50-50. But now I'm really focused on works of nonfiction and kind of what I would describe as high-impact journalism, works that investigative reporters have worked on for a couple of years, and there's usually a story behind the story. So I would say, yes, I've always been a book nerd, and I'm just really interested in people. So I see those two things converging in the program.
This might sound like a weird question, but I'm kind of thinking about it in terms of someone who interviews a celebrity before their movie comes out without having seen the movie. So has there ever been a moment where you haven't read a book before interviewing an author?
Well, the thing about that is when I take on a topic, I'm super weirdly curious about it, and I almost know nothing about it. So what tends to happen in the process is I'll take on a book, or I will have read a big piece on, let's say, surveillance technology or some other issue that I don't know anything about. And I'll usually do a deep dive into that topic before the guest comes on. But most of the time, I still, even if I've read the book, I'm left with so many questions that it's not like I'm an expert by any means. It's really just that I have taken the first step in trying to understand something that's unfamiliar to me, and I'm hoping that in the conversation, if they can explain it to me, and I know nothing about it, then hopefully anyone listening will also gain something from that conversation.
So as a book nerd, do you feel like you appreciate a book or story more after talking with the author or before the author in terms of when you're reading it?
There have been some guests on the program that I have been reading their work for a long time, and I feel extremely intimidated when we first get started in the interview. But I I really think that I have enjoyed the conversations with the guests. They're usually so excited to talk about whatever their area of expertise happens to be that I come away with it having a new appreciation. And I would say that one of the things I try to do on Real Fiction, especially as it's evolved and bringing it to KXCV, I really like to ask the authors and the journalists about their process. And I do that, and I'm very deliberate about that, because I feel if we understand how they research the book, and then we kind of know why, and I want to know how they research the book and why they chose to tell the story the way they did. Especially if it's a journalist, especially if it's a work of nonfiction by a member of the media, because right now there is so much mistrust in the media and journalists are kind of struggling to find their esteem again. I feel like if we know about the research process, then we can open the door to more constructive conversations, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Do you have any white whales in terms of authors that you would just love to interview?
There is an author that will be on the program in February, and his name is Pico Iyer. He lives in Japan. He's a British-American author who is widely read if you like travel books. And I have been reading him for so long. A couple years ago, I got an advanced copy of one of his books that was about to be released. And when I opened the package from Penguin Random House, a big publisher, I thought, oh my goodness, they made a mistake. They don't know. The mailroom made a mistake by sending this book to me. So I didn't think that it could actually be an interview. And then a couple weeks later, the publicist called me back and said, hey, would you be interested in interviewing Pico Iyer? He's got this new book coming out. So I immediately said yes, but I had the biggest panic attack before that conversation. This is the first time I interviewed him in, I would say that was 2020. And he has a new book out. It just came out in January, and I invited him to come back to the program to talk about it. And it's about finding contentment, finding paradise in the here and now, kind of finding a better way to live in these troubled times. And again, I was so worried and nervous before that interview, but right before we were ready to record, I got this phone call on my cell phone, and he was panicking. He said, oh, can you help me download Google Chrome so we can have this conversation over the app? And, you know, it was just one of those real moments where one of my kind of literary heroes seemed like a real person. And so we ended up having the conversation, and I'm excited to bring that to KXCV in the next couple of weeks. But that really is an example of having to kind of face my fear and talk to somebody who I've admired for a long time and try to get through the conversation and bring it to everybody so you can enjoy a little piece of what I've enjoyed for so many years.
So I was going through all your episodes, and I was looking at all the names, and I saw names I recognized, I saw names I didn't recognize. And, you know, the thing about all the names that I recognized, I noticed it was an interesting, you know, set of people. And so I guess my question is, what kind of skill set or experience level would you say is amongst all these people? I ask that because, you know, there's famous authors, and the one I'm thinking of, oddly enough, I can't think of the name of, but he was the guy who wrote the Hannibal Lecter series, Hannibal, Silence of the Lambs, Red Dragon. He was famously quoted as saying that he actually hated writing, but he was, you know, heralded as this great author of this great series. And so, you know, what kind of experience level are amongst all these authors? Like, what kind of people are they?
One of the things that I have always tried to do on Real Fiction is find a balance between a established authors who have a lot of experience, and some of them have all of the, you know, the glamour and pedigree. And I also have authors, this is their first book, and sometimes they're with a small independent publisher, and they don't have that big marketing campaign behind them. No one is going to hear about them unless you happen to hear about it from word of mouth, and social media, of course, has been helpful. But I've always liked to find that balance between established and emerging authors. And I'm going to continue to do that. And I think the best way, because you asked about the criteria, I really care most about that balance between transparency and care with whatever they're writing about. If I feel that someone has done a great job of due diligence and they're writing about a topic that we should all know more about, I'm going to invite them to the program. I don't necessarily care if they have all of the big marketing, gurus behind them. So that's something I'm really proud about the program. And I would say a side issue to that, Jeremy, is that I want the episodes to feel relevant. I want it to feel local, national, and global to some extent. And you asked about past guests, so I'll give you an example. A couple of years ago, you may have noticed this in scrolling, I interviewed an investigative journalist named Mara Vistendahl. She's an Iowa native. She's fluent in Mandarin and had lived in China, reporting for, like, I think the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. And her book at the time, it was called it's titled The Scientist and a Spy. And it was a case of industrial espionage in which a Chinese-born scientist was stealing hybrid corn samples from Iowa cornfields to study them in Chinese labs. So right there, you have a story that should feel very local to, you know, anybody who happened to be listening in Iowa, but it's also a national issue because food security is national security. Food security is especially national security when you see the price of food right now. I mean, I was just at the farmer's market here in D.C. over the weekend, and eggs were like $9 and a dozen. So when you have that kind of local national issue, it's actually global because the things that Mara was reporting on in her book were actually speaking to international trade and foreign relations between the U.S. and China. So again, whenever I pick a guest for the program and I spend some time learning about what they've discovered, what they've researched, I want it to feel relevant to whomever is listening.
So I do have an off-the-wall question, kind of outside your show. It's still kind of in the same realm because we are in an audio format. How do you feel about audiobooks? I would say reactions are kind of all over the place. I've seen, you know, different kinds of opinions on it. For people who defend audiobooks, they say it's a medium that helps, you know, get people into books or provides books to people who might not be able to focus when reading it. And then you have the camp of people who don't like audiobooks who say, you know, it's not the intention of a book. You're taking away the voice of the author by having someone else read the words instead of you reading the words and understanding it in your own way in your mind. So I'm curious where you stand on this issue.
I personally don't listen to a lot of audiobooks, but you are very right in that it's a force in the literary world. It's a huge growth industry. I prefer to read books in print whenever I can. And that's just really because I'm on screens all the time. And I've never done an episode just based on an audiobook. I've only done an episode that discusses the print format. It's not to say that I don't like them. I personally haven't listened to too many, so I'm not the best person to ask. I do think it's interesting when the author themselves is the voice behind the book. I mean, some of the very lucky authors get celebrity voices to read them. So it's a part of the industry I don't know much about, but I'm open to it, and I enjoy anything that keeps books going, if that makes sense.
All right, Lori, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not at all. I think we covered some really good ground. I just wanted to emphasize that I am so excited that the program's coming to KXCV, and I've noticed that it's already available on the Bearcat Public Media app, and we will be, I think, if I'm not mistaken, our launch date is Saturday, February 4th at 11:30 Central Time on Saturdays, and ready to go. I'm going to be learning with everyone else who's listening. Like I said, I usually bring on topics that I know very little about, and part of my process is to bring those stories to the airwaves, and we all get to learn together.
All right, thank you for joining us again. Once again, that is Lori McGarry. She is the host of Real Fiction Radio, the newest KXCV KRNW show. It premieres tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.